memory. We were talking about the fact that God doesn't forget anything, but he does choose not to remember the times that we get things wrong. So we get things wrong. We are human. We are not perfect. And it's important that we try not to, but when we do, we need to say sorry, and then we have a new beginning. The kind of slightly tenuous link with the game that we were playing was to think about if you hesitate, repeat, or deviate, then somebody else starts again. It's a new beginning. I'd like you, please, if you're okay to do so, to turn to the first reading that Sarah brought us. So it's Colossians. Colossians 2, verses 6 to 10. We're just going to have a look at some of those verses. It's on page 1183 of the Pew Bibles. So if we have a look for a moment at verses 6 and 7. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him. Believers are encouraged to continue to live in Christ, having received him. So receiving Christ is a new beginning. But once we receive him, we need to continue to follow his leadership. But how do we do that? We need to try to let ourselves be guided. You'll have come across that phrase, what would Jesus do? And it is really important that we hold that in our hearts. Sometimes it's really difficult to think, actually, I'm not sure Jesus would be in this particular situation, but we've been given a whole Bible full of parables and stories where we can liken what Jesus did to what we should do. And it's really important that we are familiar with those stories so that we can liken our situations to stories that we come across in our Bibles. Because this is here so that we can learn from him, his life, his teaching. Verse 7, be rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. But we do have to be careful. In verse 8, it warns of how we have to be careful with the people that we may come across. Verse 8, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy. And when I was reading around this, I thought, what does that actually mean? There will be some people that will try to deceive us. And when we're in a new setting, particularly when you're starting something where you don't know anybody, it's a very new situation. We need to be careful who we are surrounding ourselves with and to find people who have good intentions, people that make us feel good about ourselves, people that will build us up and spend time with them. That's what it means by not being drawn into a hollow and deceptive philosophy, so not being drawn in to negativity. Paul, who wrote this letter, he's warning here of following man-made ideas rather than those of God, and he warns us to be careful. But then in verses 9 and 10, it talks about the fullness of God living in Christ in bodily form. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. Once we have Christ, we can find our own sense of being complete, and that opportunity to know Christ is open to everyone and is a new beginning. Let's jump to our second reading, which was 2 Corinthians 5, 11 to 21. Verse 17, it's one of the most significant verses in the New Testament. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. The Holy Spirit gives us new life. It transforms us. And when we accept Jesus, we are recreated, like it says in verse 17. The old has gone, the new is here. And it's not just about starting something new. It's not just about a new project, a new school, a new job. We are beginning a life with a new master, with a new Lord of our lives. So now we're starting a new school, a new year, a new project, a new job. Let's not lose sight of the fact that in accepting Christ, God brings us back to himself through Christ. God gives us, as the passage is titled, a ministry of reconciliation. And when we accept Christ, our sins are forgiven, and we can be confident in this truth. The old has gone and the new has come. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you.